Hello everyone and welcome to Bee's Corner, a true crime podcast where I will be diving into the most infamous true crime cases of all times. I know that I've been gone for a really, really long time, but school and life has been really making me struggle, and I will do my best to give you guys some more scheduled proper episodes. But like I said, it's been some struggling times. So before we get into today's case, I want to apologize for mispronouncing any names. Like I stated, I'm not a native speaker, even to English, but I will do my best to make sure that I'm delivering this case rightfully as much as I can. So today's case is about Ana Belén Montes, a Cuban spy that pretty much spied on the U.S. intelligence for 16 years. You heard that right, 16. When I first read about her, I was really impressed on how smart and talented she was, and to be able to pretty much spy on the U.S. intelligence for 16 years, that's pretty impressive, I think. I think I want to give like a very interesting fact before we start. She was actually arrested like 10 days after the attacks of 9/11. Although like she didn't have anything to do with the terrorist strikes. But it definitely, the 9/11 attacks and that outside effect definitely affected her early arrest. I will dive into that later, don't worry guys. So I think I'll go over her life a little bit. I think her real story begins when she was a child, like whilst her childhood upbringing, because I feel like her childhood upbringing really affected her decisions later in life. She was really smart from the get-go. She graduated from high school with a 3.9 grade point average, but obviously home life was pretty much troublesome, and there was definitely some problems between Montes and her father. Montes explained to outsiders Alberto was a caring and well-educated father of four, but behind closed doors he was short-tempered and bullied his children. Alberto happened to believe that he had tried to beat his kids. So this was her own explanation when she was going to psychological tests. Her father pretty much abused them. Like, her sister said that child abuse began just at 5 years of age. And although this continued for a long time, Montes's mother feared taking on action at first. But, you know, as that verbal and physical abuse persisted, she was able to divorce them and gain custody of their children. So CIA profile about her states that Ana was 15 when her parents separated, but the damage had been done. So I think Montes's childhood made her pretty much intolerant with obviously these power differentials, and pretty much led her to identify with less powerful and solidified her desire to retaliate against authoritarian figures. Obviously she was really disappointed in her father, as well as all of that abuse she got from him, which is pretty sad, honestly. You can't help but wonder if things would be different if these people, these criminals, had a different upbringing. The same question between nature and nurture. It was really surprising when, like, the entire Defense Intelligence Agency found out she was like spying on them for 16 years, and she was like soon to have access to classified information about like America's like war plans, like US war plans. And like Montes was actually doing really well at her work. She was like the top Cuban analyst and was known throughout the US intelligence community for her expertise. And like no one had any idea that how much of an expert she had become and how much like she was leaking classified US military information and pretty much deliberately distorting the government's views on Cuba. She the How she was recruited as a spy pretty much began as like a classic tale of recruitment. In 1984, Montes held a clerical job at the Department of Justice in Washington. She like very much spoke openly against the US government's policies towards Central America, and soon her opinions caught the attention of Cuban officials, who thought she would be sympathetic to their cause. She met with them, and soon after, Montes agreed to help Cuba. She knew that she needed a job inside the intelligence community to do that, so she applied for Defense Intelligence Agency, which is like a key producer of intelligence for the Pentagon. And by the time she started working there in 1985, she was a fully recruited spy. To escape detention, like Montes never removed any documents from work, whether it be electronical or like hard copy. She kept details in her head, went home, and typed them up on her laptop. Then she transferred the information onto encrypted disks after receiving instructions from the Cubans in code via shortwave radio. She would meet with her handler and turn over the disks. During her years at Defense Intelligence Agency, security officials did learn about her foreign policy views and were concerned about her access to this sensitive information. But you know, they didn't have any reason to believe that she was sharing secrets. Plus, she had passed the polygraph, so that helped a lot. However, her downfall began in 1996 when a DIA colleague, acting on a gut feeling, reported to a security official that he felt Montes might be under the influence of Cuban intelligence. The official interviewed her, but you know, she didn't admit to anything. So the security official filed the interview away until 4 years later, when he learned that the FBI was working to uncover an unidentified Cuban agent operating in Washington. So, you know, he contacts the bureau with suspicions, and after a careful review of the facts, the FBI opens an investigation. Through like a lot of physical and electronic surveillance, as well as some covert searches, the FBI was able to build a case against Montes. Agents also wanted to identify her Cuban handler, and like were waiting for her face-to-face meeting with her handler, which is why they held off arresting her for so long. However, these outside events overtook the investigation, which were the result of 9/11 attacks. Montes was about to be assigned to work related to US war plans, and you know, when the Bureau and the DIA didn't want that, so they arrested her early. There were some researches done on what motivated Montes for spying. It was mainly explained as pure ideology. She disagreed with US foreign policy, and Montes did not accept any money for passing classified information, except for some reimbursements for some expenses, sorry. Montes did acknowledge revealing the identities of four American undercover intelligence officers working in Cuba, and pled guilty in 2002. She was sentenced to 25 years in prison. And she was 44 when this whole thing happened. She was highly successful at work, lived pretty much modestly. She did not suffer from like any type of addiction. She didn't have any financial problems either. She also did not have like any security concerns aside from that security interviews. But you know, it was, I think the main problem was her foreign policy issue. Like, I think that really helped her to develop this view and start spying on US intelligence. Like I said, I always found her really impressive. She was also deemed Queen of Cuba in a few of the articles that I found. The reason why I thought that she was so impressive was obviously that 16 years of spying without like being properly caught. She was like so smart, like without, like she never removed any documents. She just kept the details in her head and just typed them up on her computer. I think that's very impressive. And honestly, she was pretty impressive, although she was a spy. Obviously because I'm not like an American or I'm not a Cuban. So I want to tell this story from my side of my point of view as someone who isn't looking at it from a filtered lens. Like I said, I found her really impressive. And I hope you guys like this episode. I really do. It's a short one as well, but like I said, I don't have that much of time, but I'll do my best to give you guys some proper scheduled, nice and long episodes. I'll do my best, but thank you for listening, and I guess I'll see you guys in the next episode.